We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Marty Griffin, troubling times, very stressful for everybody. I heard Larry and Kevin playing the screaming woman in the food store, screaming at the top of her lungs that she wouldn't wear a mask. I find it that if someone's doing that, they have underlying issues that need attention. However, I talked to a woman Sunday. Yeah. Who now has an attorney who worked at one of these gas stations that has food and all that stuff. And she says that she got in this big screaming match with a guy over a mask, and he ran her over. It's being investigated as we speak, but we're in very, very stressful times, and people do the strangest things. So, for folks who don't give a damn about the rise in cases here, for folks who suggest that it's only teenagers and young people and they don't get sick and no one dies, okay, cover your ears. This is irrelevant stuff. But I'm being told that the numbers are accurate, that the big jump in cases here is coming from bars in Oakland, I'm told, and the South Side. In fact, I'm told by an insider, 16 cases, positive, 16. From one bar on the South Side. And hospitalizations as a result, for those who say the young people blow it off and continue on with their lives. Raising major concerns in the county that this could develop into a pattern of abuse and irresponsible behavior. Thus, Rich Fitzgerald becomes the fall guy yesterday, taking a lot of grief from everywhere for saying no more bars selling booze for now, and no more booze in restaurants. He's joining me today. Fitz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. And as you will see later on, the numbers continue to rise, and it's scary. And now we're starting to see the hospitalizations numbers start to rise, which we knew would happen. The science is the science. You can have a political opinion all you want about wearing a mask, about going to this place or that place, but we've seen this pattern of epidemiology in place after place in this country. You are seeing this go on in Florida right now. We want to get ahead of what Florida did in Texas and Arizona. We're hoping to do that. I hope we weren't too late in the shutdown that we have. But it's scary. And you talk about one bar.
Yeah.
And it's exactly the case. I would hope these folks who want to protest the shutting down of bars, where were they to protest an irresponsible bar owner that allowed 16? And we're not done. I'm guessing there will be more as time goes on. Do the protest over there where you're putting lives at risk. That's what should be protested. That's what we should be focusing on.
Yeah, well, let's do stupid math because I was never good at it. You were. Thus, he ended up at Carnegie Mellon, and who knows where I went to school. But if you have 16, they all went out together, quite frankly, one night. And then they all got tested, and they all had it. And at least one of them had asthma, and that exacerbates the problem for what I'm told, and they're hospitalized. And so if you do contact tracing, right, Fitz, whoever they were around could now be positive. So this would be 32, then 64, right, then 128, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right?
That's exactly right, and that's what we see. That's the multiplication that occurs. Now, those folks are out on a Saturday night, 15, 16 of them. That before they get tested, Monday morning, they go back to work.
Right.
Where do they work? Do they work in a nursing home? Do they work in an office? Do they work at a retail establishment? Where do they work? And at their workplace, are they wearing a mask? So who have they been in contact with? It's not just doubling. It could be one person infects 10 people, by the time they get quarantined and by the time they get tested. There's a lag in the data sometimes. You go out on a Friday night or a Saturday night, you've been exposed. You don't feel sick maybe for a week. You don't even feel like you've done. And now all of a sudden, during that whole week, who have you come in contact with, whether it's in your own family, whether it's at work or whether it's in your neighborhood. So this is very, we got to follow the science, and we've got to really get our hands on this.
So you've seen the numbers from yesterday. Big jump again, sir. Is it triple digits?
I don't want to say, but it's more. We're setting records every day.
I see.
And they're not the records we want to set.
And there's more hospitalizations as well as a big jump in cases.
That is correct. That is correct. Yeah. So it's not anything that Dr. Bogan and her team didn't start to expect when they started to see the trend late last week. So, you know, we've got to, and the contact tracers obviously are continuing to work.
Right.
They'll get to the point, though, if the numbers get high enough, they won't be able to do the contact tracing to the level that we're able to do it right now. So you see this in other places where the hospitals are now getting overwhelmed. I think it's in Houston right now.
Yes.
That they no longer have any ICU, and then you start stacking people up in hallways and in convention centers and places like that. We don't want to get there. We really don't. So we've got to be very, very vigilant. I think people have seen around here, I've seen many more people wearing masks over the last few days than I had seen before that. So I do think the message is getting out that, you know, people do need to take this seriously.
County Executive Rich Fitzgerald. Hey, Fitz, I don't want to dump this on you, but maybe you know. I get asked this all the time. So if someone tests positive in a family and then they go to work, do they have an obligation? Or if someone in a company has one employee that tests positive, do they have an obligation to tell everyone they have a positive test? Do they have a legal obligation, sir?
I can't speak to the legal obligation. I don't know the answer to that. You probably want to get a lawyer to give you that. But
yeah.
I think communication, yeah, they should tell people. And I know a lot of companies right now actually have a policy in which when people are returning from vacation, they ask them to stay home for another week.
Oh.
So a lot of this is being done, you know, it's not been mandated yet. I think Dr. Bogan the other day recommended that when people come back from vacation and travel from certain places, especially if on an airplane or on a plane or on a train or a bus, that they get tested, you know, within 48 hours of them coming back and possibly quarantine for a week. So I've seen construction sites and I've seen certain workplaces where they have shut down when one or two employees have tested positive and they send everybody home for a week. My own daughter worked at a place where that's happened to her twice.
County Executive Rich Fitzgerald joining us on the DISC Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Hey, Fitz, there are a bunch of restaurant owners, quite frankly, that would like to punch you, literally. And you know this, and you've been reaching out to a lot of them. I'm told you're going to sit down and talk to them, sir, about this notion of they can't serve any drinks, not even a drink to someone. You're going to talk to them, sir?
We're going to have a meeting, and I want to hear what they have to say. I wish they were as vigilant about policing their own industry as they are now about being upset that you can't sell one beer while you're sitting down with a meal. But we'll have this discussion. But let's be honest about it. This industry is where this hot spot is. Now, they can make the argument, well, it's just a few bad apples. They haven't said a word. When you got 15 in one bar here or 18, come on, guys, you got to help us. We got to, you know, we're all in this together. So let's help us police our own industry, whatever the industry is. If it's a sports industry, if it's a financial industry, manufacturing, we've all got to work together to turn a blind eye. While these things went on for 3 and 4 weeks, and now all of a sudden you're upset and you want to protest because you can't sell a glass of wine with a hamburger. I wish your focus would be on the health and on responsible behavior, and that's what we're going to focus on. But yeah, we're going to have a meeting, and we'll sit down, and we'll figure some things out.
But I'm being told that even if you have a meeting and it's productive, you won't do anything until at least the 15th of July. Is that accurate, sir?
I don't know. I haven't put any kind of a timeline on. I think we got to wait at least a month or two to see how these numbers shake out, to see where we are. I mean. Right. We had to hit a pause button the other day. I mean, this thing is getting out of control. So we've got to do something. Dr. Bogan was very strategic. She didn't want to go back into the yellow in which we punish other industries that haven't had, you know, problems. I mean, I know in some of these industries like hair salons,
right,
et cetera, there's plexiglass. They're wearing gloves.
Right.
They're wearing masks.
Right.
They're only letting so many people in at a time. I mean, there's very, very responsible behavior going on. But this one industry letting dozens of people come in and stand together for hours face-to-face without masks, we're seeing the results of that behavior.
You sound angry, by the way. Am I right here?
I'm, I'm frustrated. Yeah. We were doing so well as a community, and you know, most people in this community have really risen to the challenge and listened to the medical experts. It's just been in this one small segment that we have to deal with it. So let's deal with it. I'm not saying we're not going to deal with it. Let's deal with it in a responsible manner, but let's not focus on, I can't sell a beer. Let's focus on solving the health problem, and then maybe we can sell more beer.
Rich Fitzgerald, thank you, my man. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Marty. Talk to you. Bye.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.